bringing you what is old and what is new from the storehouse of God. You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of 2 Kings. Ahab had 70 kinsmen at Samaria. So Jehu wrote a letter, which he sent to the sheiks, the authorities, the town, and those in charge of Ahab's kinsmen, and in which he said, "As soon as this letter reaches you, since you have with you the descendants of your master, and also chariots, horses, fortified towns, and weapons, choose the best and bravest of your master's descendants, put him on his father's throne, and fight for your master's house." But they were terribly afraid. "Two kings could not stand before him," they said, "and how can we?" So the head of the palace and the provost of the town, along with the sheiks and those in charge of the royal family, sent this message to Jehu: "We are at your service. We will do anything you bid us. We will not make anyone king. Act as you think best." So he wrote them a second letter, saying, "If you are on my side, and if you will listen to me, take the heads of your master's descendants and bring them to me at Jezreel by this time tomorrow." The king's descendants, numbering 70, were living with the chief men of the town, who were in charge of them. And as soon as this letter came, they murdered the king's descendants, 70 in all, put their heads in a basket, and forwarded them to Jehu at Jezreel. A messenger reached him with the news that the heads of the king's descendants had been brought in. He said, "Lay them in two heaps at the entrance of the gate till tomorrow morning." In the morning he went out and stood before all the people, saying, "You are fair-minded men. I did conspire against my master, and I killed him. But who murdered all these? Be sure of this, that every word of the Eternal about the house of Ahab shall be fulfilled. The Eternal has done what he predicted by his servant Elijah." Whereupon Jehu killed every survivor of Ahab's house at Jezreel, all his kinsfolk, as well as his priests, till he left Ahab without a man. Jehu then started for Samaria. On his way there at Beth-Eked, he met the kinsmen of Ahaziah, king of Judah. "Who are you?" said Jehu. "We are Ahaziah's kinsmen," they answered. "We came down to visit the sons of the king and the sons of the queen." "Take them alive," he ordered. His men took them alive and murdered them at the pit of Beth-Eked, 42 of them, not one being spared. Leaving that place, he met Jonadab, the son of Rechab, who was coming to meet him. Jehu saluted him, asking, "Are you honestly with me as I am honestly with you?" "I am," said Jonadab. "Give me your hand," said Jehu. Jonadab gave him his hand, and Jehu took him up into his chariot, saying, "Come and see my zeal for the Eternal." Jehu made him ride in his chariot, and when he reached Samaria, he murdered all the survivors of Ahab in Samaria, till Ahab's house was wiped out, as the Eternal had given orders by Elijah. Then Jehu collected all the people. "Ahab served Baal a little," he cried, "but Jehu will serve him largely. Come, summon all the prophets of Baal and all his priests. Let none be absent, for I have a great sacrifice for Baal, and anyone who is absent shall lose his life." Jehu was acting cunningly. He meant to destroy the worshippers of Baal. Then Jehu ordered a sacred gathering in honor of Baal to be proclaimed. This was done. Jehu sent through all Israel till all the worshippers of Baal came. Not a man was left who did not attend. They entered the temple of Baal till the temple was filled from end to end. Then he said to the keeper of the wardrobe, "Bring out vestments for all the worshippers of Baal." Vestments were brought out. Jehu then entered the temple of Baal along with Jonadab, the son of Rechab, and told the worshippers of Baal, "Search and see that there is no servant of the Eternal among you, but but only worshippers of Baal. Then he proceeded to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings. Now outside he had posted 80 men, telling them, "The man who lets anyone escape who I put into your hands, that man shall answer for it with his life." So as soon as he had finished the sacrifice, Jehu told the guard and their officers, "Go inside and slay them. Let no one out." The guard and their officers cut them down, flung them outside, and then made their way inside the shrine of the temple of Baal, bringing out the image of Astarte from the temple of Baal and burning it, demolishing the pillar of Baal and destroying the temple of Baal till it became a latrine, as it is to this day. But though Jehu rooted Baal out of Israel, Jehu did not give up the sins by which Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, led Israel into sin, that is, the golden calves at Bethel and at Dan. The Eternal said to Jehu, "Since you have done well in carrying out my will, punishing the house of Ahab exactly as I intended, your sons shall sit on the throne of Israel down to the fourth generation." You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of 2 Kings.